Brethren and Sisters in Australia, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 2nd, 1902. My dear brethren and sisters in Australia, I would say to you, obey the voice of the Lord in all your ways. Do not, because difficulties and hindrances arise, lose heart and courage. Do not be among those who, when all seems prosperous, are willing to work for the Lord, but who, when service means inconvenience and sacrifice, give up in discouragement. The Lord's work in Australia is to go forward. The workers are to move steadily, cautiously, promptly. When advancement calls for sacrifices, they are to make sacrifices, and make them gladly and willingly. This the cause of God demands of everyone. Let all move forward courageously, trusting in God to supply their needs according to the riches of His goodness. Before those who trust and obey, He will open ways of advance. In emergencies, He will give them special help. There is a large work to be done in Australia. Be not discouraged by the present feebleness of the work you have begun. Christ would not fail nor become discouraged. Again and again, He was compelled to leave His field of labor because of the unbelief of those who should have received Him with unquestioning faith. He often wept, cut to the heart by the thought that those for whose salvation He left the heavenly courts would not yield their proud hearts to Him. But it filled Him with joy to see souls delivered from the thraldom of sin. This was the joy that was set before Him, joy for the sake of which He endured the cross, despising the shame. He rejoiced in the thought that by the agony of the cross He could bring life, eternal life, to all who believe. The conversion of one soul fills all heaven with triumphant exultation. The angels sing for joy when a soul is snatched from Satan's power, a trophy of the Redeemer's sacrifice. In that day shall it be said to Jerusalem, "Fear thou not," and to Zion, "Let not thine hands be slack." The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 16, 17. You have had to struggle long against the obstacles that have hindered your progress, but by God's help you have been enabled to move forward in the face of difficulties which at times have threatened to overcome you. If all in our ranks knew how difficult it has been to establish the work in places which have since become important centers, they would realize that it takes courage to face an unpromising situation and to declare, with hands uplifted to heaven, "We will not fail nor become discouraged." Those who have not broken the ground in fields that have never before been worked cannot understand the difficulties of pioneer work. If they could understand God's working, they would not only rejoice because of what has been done, but would see cause for rejoicing in the future of the work. My brethren, there is no reason for discouragement. The good seed is being sown. God will watch over it, causing it to spring up and bring forth an abundant harvest. Remember that many of the enterprises for soul saving have, at the beginning, been carried forward amidst great difficulty. I am instructed to say to you, move guardedly, doing always that which the Lord commands. Move forward courageously, assured that the Lord will be with those who love and serve Him. He will work in behalf of His afflicted people. He will not suffer them to become a reproach. He will purify all who yield themselves to Him and will make them a praise in the earth. Nothing in this world is so dear to God as His church. He will work with mighty power through humble, faithful men. The message of Christ's soon coming is to be given to all the nations of the earth. Vigilant, untiring effort is required to overcome the forces of the enemy. Our part is not to sit still and weep and wring our hands, but to arise and work for time and for eternity.